There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So, my, we are, we're talking about, today. I started the program, hour number one, by the way, starting, out with, FDR's speech yesterday, December 7th. Marks the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor and the beginning of our entrance into World War II. Subsequently, on December the 8th, 1941, 81 years ago today, was the date in which the famous speech was given, "Yesterday will live in infamy," the date of December 7th. And yet, it was barely a blip on the radar. If it even was a blip on the radar, not even remembered. I just came to mind that there are many on the right side, I guess. They say they're on the right side, that suggest that, well, you know, all of these wars were all bankers' wars and they just, you know, sucked people in and so on and so on and so on. And so therefore, there is pushback against that. There are theories that America was all founded by a group of Masonic Satanists. And so therefore, really, you know, there isn't anything good in that. Of course, the left believes that America was all founded and everyone was a slave owner and they were all slave traders. And so America was founded on slave trade. And then another group believes that America was founded by a grunch of people that came over and stole land from people who were living here, and now we have California and reparations, and I'll get into that at some point today with one of my guests. Please see what's happening here. See that on both ends of spectrums, the goals of the Marxist Communist Party, the atheists, the Satanists, are winning. Because they are taking down and destroying and working diligently to destroy the idea and the factual truth and history of the United States of America and its founding, and of Puritans that came from Europe after having suffered and struggled for a number of years, being ostracized to Holland, reading the scriptures for themselves, recognizing that there was a better way, that a nation could choose to go back even to what Israel had rejected in 1 Samuel 8 and 9, to move away from a king, from tyranny, from tyrants, and to become a free people upon the land. And to become a free people by recognizing that there was one king, one Lord, Jesus Christ. Our Declaration of Independence calls what he has given us unalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness among them, not exclusive to them, but among them are these three base things. And I began the program by talking about, and yesterday my good friend Michelle Swinnick was talking about the satanic influence and the evil that we're fighting and how it has infiltrated so much of our country. And she's absolutely right. And it's been there for a very long time. And I've been talking about it for a long time here on the program. Spoon feeding. And I shared in the first hour about the perilous times that we were in, 2 Timothy chapter 3. I talked about how the Bible specifically speaks in Leviticus 18:21, you shall not give any of your offspring to offer them to Moloch. And I talked about here, and probably was one of the first on-air broadcast programs to suggest that abortion is child sacrifice, because it is. And now you have satanic groups coming out and declaring that it is a religious right for them to be able to murder a baby. What a far cry from what our founders intended. Freedom of religion, stated in the First Amendment, that inalienable right. The moment that you renounce the Creator, the God who gives you those rights, who breathed life into you, the minute that you violate those laws and violate Him, you have given up your right and given up your rights. But I came into this second hour out of last hour, and a term that's being tossed about is called Christian nationalism. Don't fall for it, folks. Don't fall for it. Because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christendom and being Christian. And I'm talking about the historical relationship between Christianity and what made the United States of America the nation that it is, because of its Christian values. I am a patriotic Christian who believes that the United States of America was uniquely created. Created to be a place that gives the same message that the gospel gives. Your life matters. All life matters. And if you want to come to a place where we recognize freedom and liberty and those values are core, and self-governance and personal responsibility and loving your neighbor, caring for those around you, pursuing your dreams and working to be the best that you can be, putting God first in your life and receiving that transformational touch that comes to man only through Jesus Christ in faith and trust and belief in Him, that the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are birthed in a relationship with the Creator. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of its relationship to this particular nation. My forefathers were on the Mayflower. My forefathers also came over 100 years, over 250 years later, 260 years later, as indentured servants. That's my Italian family that had to pay their way back. My great-great-great-grandfather paying his way back for his passage over here by working in the coal mines in Eureka, Nevada. Many gave their lives in those coal mines, lost their lives. Thankfully, not my great-great-grandfather. And the ranch and ranches are still in that part of the family today. The curly-haired horse. The Demellis and the American curly horse. But the debt had to be paid. And work was done to pay that debt and to build a future for the family. My grandfather didn't fight in World War II because he was injured in an accident with some fireworks that he lost his hearing in one of his ears and ended up being unable to go. But through the trash collection business that they had, they collected rubber and all kinds of things to help the nation in the struggle of World War II and the battle that we entered into. And thank God America entered into that battle, folks, or we might all be under the thumb of Nazism. My point in all of this is that we live in the greatest nation in the world. But as Alex de Tocqueville discovered, our nation will only be great so long as we adhere to our biblical Christian principles. And they are under attack, and our nation is under attack, and it is a very deep and dark evil. My story and my testimony, I'll give you the parallelisms right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Folks, our country was strong because of its faith in Jesus Christ. Like the fragrance after the rain. The name of Jesus sets captives free. The name of Jesus Christ breaks the hold and power of addiction. The name of Jesus Christ brings light into the darkest days and the darkest nights. The name of Jesus Christ brings hope. My accident was born out of understanding the full measure of the love of Jesus Christ for me and the value of life. And so laying down my life to save my daughter's life is something that was in me long before the event ever took place. Those kinds of principles, those kinds of beliefs and responses, well, they're something that you live, and they're a part of you long before the event presents itself by which they manifest. I began just a moment ago singing that song. There was a time in this accident process when I didn't know that I would ever be able to sing again any song because of the damage that had been done and my questioning whether or not I would have the lung capacity to be able to carry a note. It was an amazing thing the other night to be sitting with my family celebrating Thanksgiving and singing worship songs together and praising God. And then to hear their stories of Thanksgiving and to know that the seeds that my wife and I have sown have brought forth this fruit is amazing. And the glory belongs to the Lord, no question. But I'm sure glad that we were able to be a part of it. And it is a choice that we make. And the connectivity to that and the kind of country that we are supposed to be, you see, we live this out. And as we live this out, as we live out this Declaration of Independence that says that inalienable rights come from the Creator, they're in us. Well, you can't suggest that life is in you when you have a policy position that kills the life in someone else, encourages them to kill the life in them by lying to them and telling them that it's not a life. that devalues the sanctity of that temple by suggesting to them that they're no better than an animal that has no conscience. That is not the same as a man, because only a man and a woman, an Adam and an Eve, were created in the image of God. No bird of the air, no creature of the sea, nothing else that walks on the earth has the same characteristics as the sons of Adam, and thereby the sons of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are uniquely different, ladies and gentlemen. Uniquely different. No matter the color of our skin, red, brown, yellow, black, or white, we are uniquely different. And the miracle and the hope that we have as a country, which is in peril, is only found in Jesus Christ. That's not nationalism, that's salvation. I'll be back.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So I'm talking with you today on a very personal level about my story, my history, the accident that I was in, and our nation and where it is, and about some of the very dark and evil things that are happening in our country today, and relationships that are in them. And then also about the use of some very severe and extreme propaganda that is used to besmirch the United States of America from its inception, from its founding, for the singular purpose of the destruction of this country, of this nation, to strip it away of its inherent purpose and value and what makes it unique. And certainly why it is worth defending and fighting for. And of course, obviously, the peril that it is in. And the peril that our world is in as a whole. And the United States of America is not the answer to saving the world. The answer to saving the world is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and faith in him, and repentance, and change. But I believe that God has chosen this country, this nation, for such a time as this to be a launching pad and a light to shed an example to the rest of the world as to how a country should live and operate under those Christian principles. And for 150 years, at least, we did such. From our inception, from our very beginning, hearkening back and looking back at the Mayflower and the Pilgrims, and now in recent years we've watched as all of those things have been assaulted and put under attack from both sides, it seems, from kind of what they consider to be the left and the right. And I want to throw in here, just by the way, this false narrative that assumes that somehow fascism or Nazism is somehow an alt-right idea, because it's not. Fascism and Nazism is a form of authoritarianism, and all forms of authoritarianism are on the other side of the fence. They're over on the side with communism and socialism. Or as communism might be known by some, as Marxism. That's where fascism belongs. It's not any kind of a right-wing thing, whatever that might even be. And how odd is it that if you're on the right, you're wrong? But if you're on the left, they think you're right. And there's certainly something to be said for the argument for those that are nominally or that are in the middle or that actually hold to traditional values. You know, that was something that Murray Sabrin briefly touched on yesterday, is that he was brought up in a Democratic family. His dad was a steel worker, what used to be called a blue dog Democrat, meaning that they were what was considered to be socially conservative. Think about this. The idea of social issues of marriage, issues of abortion and so on, those are identified as well, those are social. In other words, they're almost like throwaway issues. Folks, those are the moral issues where the rubber meets the road. Because the reality is that family is the nucleus by which a healthy country, a healthy society exists. And we now have in this country this idea that we can throw that away. The Respect for Marriage Act, which is a disrespect for marriage, is the idea that we can throw away God's plan for procreation, God's plan for a healthy culture and a healthy society. We can throw that away, and somehow that's not going to have any kind of negative implications on our country. Or we can murder innocent babies by lying to the mothers and telling them that what they're killing really isn't a baby. And yet when they're ready to actually have a child, we give them a sonogram and we show them a picture of their baby that they're going to have at the same gestation age as what they were told they could kill and get rid of, and it wasn't alive. And of course, they're very smart. And at some point in that process, they wake up to the realization that what they were told they were getting rid of was a life. And what they now have growing inside of them is exactly the same thing, a life. And it warps and it impacts and it has an effect. It has an effect on their relationship with the man who they now have relationship with to bring this love child into the world. It has an impact on the love child. Because guilt does that to us. Now, I want to stop right here and just say, for those that have been in that experience, there is hope for you. There is forgiveness for you. There is restoration and reconciliation in Jesus Christ's death on the cross takes away the sting of that sin and will heal you. That's good news. God loves you. God still loves you. Know it. But they go after these very base institutions and these things that God has given us to create this healthy society and this healthy world and the rules and the laws and so on. And they flip it and say that everything that we know and hold to be dear and cherished and good And now they're going after, they're taking the step, they're taking the reach. And believe me, when they start going after it and they start murmuring about it, if they're talking about it right now, if there's buzz that's going on about, oh, Christian nationalism, if there's buzz about it, I can promise you that the groundwork to vilify it, to destroy it, to take it down, we're 30 years in. We're 30 years in, ladies and gentlemen. Know it. That's a fact. Because they've been teaching in school that God and Christianity and the Bible are mythologies. Now, everybody doesn't buy that. But ask about absolute truth. Absolute truth is a concept that directly comes out of Scripture. That God's word is absolute. But now what have they done? They've said, so anybody that enters into a conversation, it becomes, well, I want to see this in the Greek or however I want to see it. Well, by doing that, now what we've done is we've negated the impact and the effect. We have reduced Scripture now and created confusion, and that was the goal. And now absolute truth doesn't exist. There's no such thing in our culture today as absolute truth, except that there is, because by saying there's no absolute truth, you're making the idea of no absolute truth an absolute truth. I'll be back with more right after this. Please understand, these are important concepts if we're going to fight and get our country back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So we're talking today, I'm sharing some pieces of my testimony, but we're really talking today about this battle that we are in, the perils that our country is in, the challenges that we are facing, and the root of the problem. I've touched on a couple of different things that you're going to be hearing about in days to come that are going to be news stories that are going to be talked about. One of those is the idea of Christian nationalism. And folks, I am a patriotic Christian, but I am a Christian first. But America is a Christian nation. Let's make that incredibly clear, because it is. Our founding documents clearly tell us where our rights come from, where our liberties come from. They're not granted to us by the government. They're inherent. They belong to us because the Creator gave them to us. And if you want to destroy this nation, and I began the program today by playing the speech by FDR delivered on December the 8th, 1941, 81 years ago, in which he declared, this day is a day that will live in infamy. He was talking about, or he said yesterday, December the 7th, 1941, which was the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Japanese Empire, by the Imperial Japanese Army, or Air Force, or Navy, or all of the above. But they attacked Pearl Harbor December 7th, 1941, and you barely heard a blip about it. And I talked about how today we are under attack inside of this country, inside of the boundaries and the four sides of the United States, the East Coast, the West Coast, the Canadian border, the Mexican border. We are under attack. Only today we, although there is an invasion at the borders and so on, but we are really under attack from within. California declares that any child that is being denied their right to mutilate their body because they're being convinced by a public school system and an education system that encourages 13-year-old girls to have double mastectomies and hysterectomies, and 8-year-old boys to drop hormones to change them from a pubescent boy into a flaccid girl. Ladies and gentlemen, you just couldn't hardly make this kind of stuff up. This is the kind of stuff that you used to watch in some kind of sick and perverted movie film, some cult movie from years ago. But it's the reality of the world that we live in today. And the basis for that is the loss of our identity. And our identity is found, it's given to us by God through Jesus Christ. And I know that we've talked a lot in the last few weeks about elections, and we will again, and I'll have Michelle on to talk about that again tomorrow. And by the way, she did a great job, and she talked about a lot of the things that I've talked about today, child sacrifice and the satanic influence and so on. And it's real. It's incredibly real. And I shared that I'm one of the first programs that ever talked about these kinds of things, and I've been talking about them for 11 years. But I've been spoon-feeding things to you. Maybe it's time to open up the hose. I don't know. You can tell me. But here's what I can tell you. We can fix the election process. We talk about candidates and getting engaged and getting involved and helping the right guy to win the primary and all those kinds of things. But ladies and gentlemen, let's be very, very clear. We have right now a multi-generational cultural issue with the value system that exists in this country. Our country is under peril because we have a loss of actual values and principles. I talked about Auschwitz and I talked about the discovery of this absolutely the atrocities of the concentration camps and the bodies that they found and the personal effects that they found and the commander who found it telling them we've got to take pictures of all of this and being asked why, because someday there's going to be people that are going to deny that this ever happened, and we have it. Donald Trump met with someone who denies the existence of the Holocaust. One of the members of that entourage suggests that the Jews are not really who the Jews are and has bought into that disinformation campaign. There's so much of this that's going on. And so my point that I'm bringing to you right now is this. My point is that we have generations of individuals that have been fed lies and disinformation. We have churches all across the country, mainline denominations that are truly calling evil good and good evil, preaching heresy. And now we're suggesting that if we just fix the election process, that somehow that's going to fix everything. And I'm not saying don't go after that and don't try to fix that and don't address the problems that exist in it, because we need to. But what I'm telling you is that if we don't fix the very heart of America, if we don't get the heart of America right again, and it does begin, and Michelle talked about this yesterday, and she's right, because it begins with the kids, and I've been telling you that for 11 years, that this LGBTQ, and it is probably the most dangerous, immoral agenda to our country. Islam only finds a way in once the consciences are destroyed and people start looking for structure again, and where is the structure to come from? And so chaos leads to these extreme authoritarian issues, and now Islam fits the goal. It's a nice little bridge into communism, Marxism. And Marxism has its own. It's called atheism. And in some instances, the transition flips. So the transition is immorality into Marxism, into we don't like socialism and Marxism. We're going to break the back of that, and we're going to move into an extreme religion like Islam, which isn't a religion, by the way, folks. It's a geopolitical entity masquerading as religious. It's a cult. But at the end of the day, all of that, those shackles, the only thing that can break those shackles, the only thing that can set the world free, is to turn back to God and to accept what He has done by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, the transformation that takes place in the life of a believer. It's the only thing that'll save our country. That's not Christian nationalism. That's just a fact. Every single nation has principles upon which it is built and upon which it functions. All of them do. If you listen to China and the CCP, the reality there is atheism is the god. Marxism is the god in Russia. Marx said it. Marxism is the god. Every one of them has a god, something that they adhere themselves to. If it's not the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if it's not the god of creation, then it is the god of this world masquerading as something. It's a false idol, and it will destroy you because it is purely evil. And the only thing that will save you is faith and a relationship with the true God, the one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Holy Scriptures, who made a way through His Son, Jesus Christ. All right, Dr. Judy Mikovits will be with me. Ward Connerly will be with me. Lots more coming up. Hour 3 straight ahead. Pastor Greg and Jim. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.